ground forces that were sent to finish what the storm began. Our brave young fighters pursued them to the edge of our valley, and then they were gone. With the dragon's protection, we knew we were safe. But there were no celebrations, no honors to be bestowed just yet. First, we had to rebuild our shattered village and tend to our wounded. I joined the healers to assist with my minor gifts to ease suffering and tend to those who were injured in the battle. My heart froze as my gaze fell upon the body of the acolyte, the one who had saved me from the storm. Were it not for him, I would have died there, and the dragon scrolls would have remained hidden. We would all have fallen to the Horde. In truth, he saved us all, but there were too many wounded. Not everyone would be attended to. I approached his side, beckoning for one of the healers to join me. My heart pounded with fear as I gazed at his seemingly lifeless body. And then he stirred. His eyes opened and locked onto mine.